It's a Play It In Person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is our guest. Good morning, LeBron. How you doing today?
Yes, good morning, Rob, and all the listeners.
We're glad to have you out this morning. And, you know, LeBron, highs today in the upper 40s, and they're saying the next few days we may even break the 60 mark. So that will certainly be a welcome change, to say the least. You can log on to www.PersonCountyNC.gov to find out more about what's going on in Person County with the Parks and Rec Department. But now, I want to let you know, 1 week from this upcoming Saturday will be February 12th, and that will be the very first bass fishing tournament sponsored by Person County Parks and Recreation there at Mayo Park. Tell us more, LeBron.
That is correct. As Rob stated, February 12th is our first bass tournament of the year. It's our first of at least five. We basically have bass fishing tournaments every second Saturday. So February 12th and March 12th, that's the first two, you know, every second Saturday. So come on out, get pre-registered. I even had somebody call yesterday, Rob, and get pre-registered for the month of March. It's all about those numbers for those guys and how they, you know, position themselves. But needless to say, February 12th is our first bass fishing tournament for the year. As always, nothing really has changed. It's a $75 entry fee, $10 for the big fish. The boats will leave at 7. And the weigh-in is at 3. And I always encourage people, you know, if you've never been to a fishing tournament or you just wonder how it is, or people ask me all the time, Rob, is any big fish in Mayo? I highly recommend that you come to that weigh-in at 3 o'clock. The weigh-in is at 3 just to see the intensity on the guys' faces, because these guys, you know, it's a sport for them, but they take it very seriously. We at the park, we take it very seriously because, you know, they're fishing for money, Rob. Not only are they fishing for money, they're fishing for bragging rights, and they just fishing because they're very competitive. Rob, I've seen that, you know, people lose, they could be in first place and then somebody come up and they come out and lose by 1 ounce. So it's very possible to happen. But needless to say, the very first fishing tournament for the year is next Saturday, February the 12th, the first bass fishing tournament for the year. And again, it's every second Saturday at Mayo. It's a lot of other tournaments that go on at Mayo, but the parks, we will be hosting one every second Saturday. For more information to get signed up, just give us a call at 597-7806. And also, the Crappy Guys, we haven't forgot about you either. The fourth Saturday in March is going to be the first Crappy tournament, which is going to be March the 26th. We're going to do one in March, and we're going to do one in April. As of right now, that's what we have planned, March and April. So March 26th is the very first Crappy tournament of the year. March 26th and April the 16th. So it's the fourth Saturday in March and the third Saturday in April. But as always, just give us a call at 597-7806.
Mayo Park is located 1013 Neal Store Road. You can stop in there in person ahead of time and go ahead and pay your registration fee. And the way that they let the boats launch, the first ones to register are the first ones to launch at the boat launch time. And so if you're the 10th one to register, you'll be the 10th one to leave. So it gives you a little bit more time out on the water the earlier you register. But whether they have 10 boats or 20 boats, the launch time doesn't take very long.
That's correct.
336-597-7806 is the phone number to Mayo Park. It's a Playing In Person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street, there's our guest. Playing In Person is a program that is geared and driven to keep the listening audience abreast of things to do and things that are going on with the Parks and Rec Department. LeBron, you mentioned something about a charcuterie class that's going to be going on.
That is correct, Rob. February 26th. The charcuterie class will be going on February 26th. It's a workshop, but it's only the first 10 slots, only the first 10 people to come out. So we only have 10 slots available. I'm just learning, Rob, myself, you know, what a charcuterie class is, and I Googled it, and it seems to be something very interesting. And if you don't know, it's basically one of those classes where they prepare, like, the dried sausages, the cured meats, the cheese, and all that. They basically prepare that for you on a board. The lady that teaches it, I've heard great things about her. But needless to say, February the 26th, that class will be offered. And we only have the first 10. We can only take 10 people. So first come, first serve. Give us a call. I'm at 597-1755.
For more information on the charcuterie classes, and I have saw pictures on Facebook, and it's pretty neat the way that they take, you know, meats and fruits and vegetables and kind of turn them into works of art that are edible. So
that is correct.
And when is your deadline to sign up?
It's really no deadline to sign up, but the class is February 26th, so it will behoove you to go ahead and get signed up first come, first serve, because we can only take 10 people. So, you know, if you're thinking about doing it, give us a call. But the main thing is get signed up, because we can only take 10 people.
336-597-1755 for more information. You can also log on to PersonCountyNC.gov. LeBron, what else is going on with the Parks and Rec Department?
There's always something going on, Rob, regardless if it's Mayo, the athletics, or, you know, through the other special programs that we have. So, you know, if you're looking for a good fitness program, and you've been a little bit slack this year, you're a little bit behind on your New Year's resolution, we will start another group fitness class up the end of the month, February 28th. So you got almost a good month, really, to prepare yourself, to mentally prepare yourself. I know for me, Rob, a lot of times working out is a mental game for me, just mentally getting myself prepared. So February the 28th through April, we will have group fitness class every twice a week on Mondays and Wednesdays at 6 o'clock. The guy that teaches the class does a tremendous job. I've seen him in action. I guarantee you, you will be very pleased at what he has to offer. Also, Rob, as always, we say, talking about fitness, we have the Couch to 5K program that's ready to start in March. And the Couch to 5K program is, like it says, getting you up off the couch, getting you motivated, getting you up off the couch to get you motivated for the 5K that's held in May. A 5K is 3.1 miles. So we're getting you up off the couch, trying to get you motivated to participate in the 5K. With all those three events, just give us a call at 597-1755.
As LeBron said, it's always something going on with the Parks and Rec Department of Roxborough and Person County. It's a Playing in Person Tuesday morning. LeBron Street is our guest. LeBron, you say it's a free movie coming up?
Yes, Rob. This, matter of fact, this Friday night, February the 4th. February the 4th, this Friday, we will have a free movie at the Kirby, and it is 100% free. You know, like anything, it's people maybe saying, how is it free? It's always a catch. Well, the catch is, it's not even a catch, it's that we accept monetary donations. If you want to give 50 cents to come watch a movie, $2, $5, $10, just know you're giving back to a good cause. The movie does start at 7 o'clock p.m. On Friday night, and the movie that we'll be showing is the movie Soul. I've seen that movie, Rob. It's a pretty good movie. So come on out and support the movie this Friday night. Drinks and snacks will be on sale there. Again, a free movie this Friday night at the Kirby, February the 4th. Also, Rob, we do have baseball and softball signups going on now for ages 4 through 12. Registration ends next week, the 9th, next Wednesday. Excuse me, February the 9th. So please go ahead and get your children signed up for the upcoming baseball season. Baseball season will be here before you know it. Again, baseball signups for ages 4 through baseball and softball signups for ages 4 through 12. And the registration does end next Wednesday, February the 9th. Also this weekend, Rob, we do have a volleyball clinic taught by Mr. West by Mr. Wes Winstead on February the 5th and 19th. So if you're interested, if you've been playing volleyball, you want to perfect your skills, you want to get a little bit better with your skills, just learn the basic skills of volleyball, come on out, Rob, this weekend, February the 5th, and get a clinic in by Mr. Wes Winstead. And one more thing we'll talk about, Rob, before we get out, is volleyball season for ages 6 through 17. Registration is going on right now. You have until the end of the month, the 25th. Again, volleyball registration is going on now. For more information, just give us a call at the main office at 597-1755.
Always something going on. A little bit more information for you about Mayo Park. Even though it's just February 1st, you know, camping time is available at Mayo Park. As LeBron always says, January 1st to December 31st. They are open year-round for camping.
That's correct.
The only thing is certain times of the year, they offer only limited services, meaning they are not there on the weekends. But if you want to go camping, they have RV hookups, water and electric, and they have a dumping station there at Mayo Park. They also have cabins available for rent, modern bathroom facilities, playground equipment, a nature trail, disc golf. They also have horseshoe pits if you want to rent a canoe, a kayak, a paddleboard, all this and so much more. But what I'm leading up to is if you want to do camping at Mayo Park, you need to RSVP ASAP.
Yes, I highly recommend it. I cannot stress that enough. The faithfuls, they've already got a lot of their spots locked in for the summer. People that's not faithfuls, we had a guy call yesterday to start booking up some sites. So if you know anybody, tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend. If you're thinking about camping this year, as always, go ahead and get you a spot. A lot of the major holidays are already taken, unfortunately, because it's first come, first serve basis, Rob. So with that being said, please give us a call. Look at your calendars to get you, a lot of people, Rob, we have a new employee, and I was telling her how certain people like their spot. They only want that spot. We have one camper that comes out there, Rob, and she can't get her site. She's not coming at all. So that's just people are just territorial about their site. So I highly recommend if you're into camping, please go ahead and look at your calendar. This is mainly for RV spots. Cabins too. Cabins will go come summertime, but the RV spots definitely go very quick. And just give us a call at 597-1755.
Now, 336-597-7806.
Yes,
is your phone number to Mayo Park.
Thank you.
If you have a general question about the Parks and Rec Department, or if you want to find out about more about athletics, you call 336-597-1755 or stop by the office right there at Huck Sansbury. And if you want to know about the Kirby Cultural Arts Complex, you're welcome to stop by the Kirby Gallery Tuesday through Friday, 1 to 5, Saturdays, 10 to 4, located in beautiful Uptown Roxborough. That number, 336-597-1709. And you can also log on to KirbyTheater.com. So lots of different avenues to get the information that you want and need through the Parks and Rec Department. Also log on to Person County NC.gov. Well, that'll wrap it up for this edition of Playing in Person. LeBron, appreciate you coming out this morning and sharing some wonderful news with our listeners.
My pleasure. Y'all listeners have a great day.
We're your hometown station for over 70 years. WKRX and WRXO. Roxborough counts on it.